We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, there it is. I gotta tell you, frankly, I'm gonna be honest here. I'm a little annoyed that I just heard a promo that said coverage for the game tonight starts at 6. Guys, coverage starts right now, all right?
Damn right.
Coverage starts right now. It's Eagles game day. We got about 10 hours to kick off. Let's roll. 215-592-9494. Again, all the stuff we talked about first segment. What are you looking for tonight? Wentz, highest paid player in the game, be the best player. Clement and Boston Scott, guys, at least one of you has to step up. And some of these other young guys that have proven this, well, have shown this year they can be good. Fulgham, Josh Sweat, and Maya Latta. Give me just a couple more games, and I'll be a full-fledged believer in you. And that has ramifications not just for this year, but for next year as well. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Kick it off on a game day with Jim and Malvern. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick question. You guys remind me of the movie Face Off, with John and Joe switching off.
Love that movie. Love it.
Yeah, great movie. Nicolas Cage is awful, but great movie. But anyway, you guys have switched places because, John, I love you going back to, you know, that show that you did with Artie. But, man, you've been depressing me for the last 2 or 3 weeks, especially on Monday when you were saying get rid of Doug. It just kind of drove me nuts because, yeah, I know, 1-5-1 is pretty awful, but it's way too soon to start going down that rabbit hole. Like, you got to give him at least a chance. And I know the schedule's getting a little bit rough later on, but and I feel like it's way too early to be, you know, spewing that nonsense in a way, because you got to give them at least 2 more years, and I think they'll come around, especially after a win tonight.
Two
more years,
Jim. In the NFL, teams go from bottom rung to Super Bowl contenders in 2 years. Do you feel like that'll happen? Because we're close to bottom rung right now.
I know. Well, I think after this year they'll get rid of Howie. But why does it have to be mutually exclusive? You're putting in Howie and Doug. I feel like Howie's just the problem. You got to give Doug two more years. Howie after this year, I'm done with Howie. Howie's gone. But Doug's the one thing that I just couldn't. Maybe a little nuts. I couldn't hear on that end.
Well, there's no question that it is hard to assess the job when you're coaching a bunch of, you know, first-year players out there. And it's possible that Doug is hesitant to expand the playbook because of the personnel that he's got. Just doesn't feel like they're capable of running the juicier plays, I guess. That's feasible. The problem is I've seen the same sort of lack of inventiveness now for several years in a row. And I just keep, it's like week after week, I'm asking for the same reinvention that I never see. And so when Doug did have the players at his disposal, he wasn't using them the way I'd hoped. Now it does feel sort of hopeless because of the guys he's got out there. It you could say it's tough to judge him. And I'd understand. I'm just telling you, I believe that the brain trust that was behind the offense that always kept the defense on their toes and uncertain how to line up, all that stuff is so long gone. I feel as though Doug had a much smaller part of that people like you Give credit.
Thought back then. All right, let's talk to Dominic in Washington Township. Hey, Dominic.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Joe, I just want to go off the point that you made a little bit earlier about the young guys.
Yep.
And pose a question.
Okay.
If Mailata keeps playing as good as he has been, what do they do with Andre Dillard?
You know, that's a great question. Look, I don't think he gets his job back. I mean, which he basically never had. It never really was his job other than being tabbed in training camp as the likely guy. So I guess your choices are to have Andre Dillard be a backup or to trade him. And it's one or the other. I don't know which it would be. I'm really not sure, but it's one or the other. I think. I mean, I'm basing this on if Jordan Mailata actually plays good, right, your premise, if he plays like he's played the last 3 weeks, keeps it going, then, yeah, I think Jordan Mailata is an incredibly cheap option at left tackle next year. Lane Johnson's your right tackle. And Andre Dillard is either a backup or he's traded.
No, listen, you need as many offensive linemen as you can get. That's being proven to us every week. These guys are going down like flies. When Andre Dillard is healthy enough to play, you let him compete for the left tackle spot and against Jordan Mailata. I think Jordan Mailata wins that spot, but I'm not ready to write off Andre Dillard forever.
But, John, there's a chance of trading him for something decent.
For like, what?
I don't know.
No one. No one. Well, I don't know that.
He really hasn't proven that he can't do it. He just hasn't been healthy this year.
Okay.
And last year was a backup.
We need to give him a chance to compete for a spot. I'm assuming it's going to be at left tackle because right tackle was a
but
total
what if he
disaster.
Can, what if he can turn
that
it?
That right tackle film hurts your chances as a GM to trade him. Don't get that wrong.
Well, of course it hurts.
That hurts in a big way. If that's what he's put on film, you know, right now he is like rock bottom pricing, and you'd hope that you'd give him a chance to get out there on the field and actually look good so that he'd have he'd be a little more interesting to other teams. Right now he's not interesting to other teams.
But you also, in that scenario, don't expect him to beat out Jordan Mailata, right? So, I mean, wouldn't trading him?
But I also thought he looked really good in the preseason, you know, last year.
I guess my point is this. Think of it this way. In what way is he going to have more trade value? If you trade him before he's competed to Jordan Mailata and lost,
losing out to Jordan Mailata at this point is not egg on his face. Jordan Mailata has proven against really good competition that he holds his own. He's now, in my mind, a legitimate left tackle in this league who's now getting better every week. He has arrived.
All right,
he's nothing to sneeze at.
I love depth. We all want depth and options upon options upon options. I just think if going into next year, if they believe Mailata is going to likely beat out Dillard.
We're not deep enough to start thinking about trading Dillard away.
Especially when he might be
valuable to this team.
Okay, but then still, he might be valuable to another team, which means maybe I can get a defensive end next year from another team. Hey, you're DN for my offensive lineman. I mean, that's not crazy talk.
Listen, we have erred to the side of moving away from depth on the offensive line, and look where it's gotten us.
I'd rather
go back to where we had a deep group that you had some swing guys on. I think Dillard could potentially, you know, work in our favor as a good swing guy.
All right, let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, man, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm excited, Dennis. Tonight
we see a
good win tonight.
Doing well.
Hammer, I got two keys for the game tonight.
Okay.
One, they got to get out to an early lead. Can't be coming from behind.
You know, against this team, they might not need to, but for the purpose of this season, we want them to. Enough of this first half nothingness. This is getting old.
Yeah, I mean, we've looked pathetic in the first quarter.
Terrible.
And the first half.
Terrible. Yep.
The second, and this is, everybody would say this, but it's very important, no turnovers.
Well, that's key.
If we do those two things, we come home with the W.
Well, and the second one, in large part, comes back to Wentz. And, you know, last week it was only one, and it was a fumble. Now, to his credit, he was trying to make a play. This isn't one of those.
Right.
You know, I mean, look, I can't be hypocritical and say, I need Carson to run. I need him to take some chances. I need him to throw his body on the line and try to get some first downs, et cetera, et cetera. And then say, well, but don't fumble the ball. I mean, you can't quite have it both ways. Yes, I don't want him to fumble the ball.
Yeah, but you know what you can do? You can tell him, stop trying to run guys over.
You're right about
that. I mean,
that
was a dumb play by Carson Wentz. It was dumb.
Yeah.
It's a safety flying up to make a play. He tried to lower his shoulder. He really did a bad job of it, too. He's gigantic. He's 6'5", 250 pounds. He was standing straight up and down when he tried to run the guy over. If I'm the coaching staff, I say, look, that failed. It's going to fail every time. Stop doing it. Like, I do think that's something they can drill into him.
Who are the tight ends tonight, Hammer?
Well, it's Richard Rodgers and the Kroom guy. I don't know if there's a third. I mean, it's those two. Maybe
the Kroom guy, huh? With one snap and one TD, huh?
Yeah. How do you think he graded out?
We don't know. We don't know about Hakeem Butler. Remember, they just brought in this guy, Hakeem Butler, who was a giant wide receiver. I would guess it's been about 3 weeks since we brought him in. He might be more up to speed where they can use him as more of a receiving tight end now. This is something that we've done all year with success is surprise teams with guys that have never seen the field before.
Right.
They don't know how to defend it because they don't know what to expect. Tonight might be a Hakeem Butler night.
It's unbelievable, man. Go sign Hakeem. I bet you Hakeem Olajuwon would be a heck of a target in the red zone.
He would be. He'd
seven,
be good.
7 feet Hakeem will give a dream shake to a safety or a linebacker, shake him off, make himself a big target like Antonio Gates was for years. Bang, touchdown.
Yeah.
Wentz to Olajuwon. All right, 215-592-9494. Hey, we've got an Eagles knit hat with Palm to give away today. Available now with Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop at Lincoln Financial Field, Lancaster, and in Cherry Hill, where, of course, you can shop online, as always, at philadelphiaeagles.com/proshop. And as we look to give one of them away today, John, we know, James, that, I mean, it's in my mind, especially with what's up in the next couple of games. Giants tonight, Cowboys next week at home. Both are winnable games. Eagles are favored tonight. I guess they'd probably be favorite next week versus Dallas, but not quite sure. We'll say. But certainly two winnable games and the possibility of a turnaround. I mean, think of it this way. If the Eagles win today and next week, two very winnable games, they're 3-4-1. And while that's not a great record, certainly it then becomes not nearly as gnarly as it looks at 1-4-1. It's a chance for a turnaround. And you might remember last year at 5-7, with a home game at night versus the New York Giants, the Eagles turned around their season. Four straight wins. John, in honor of this idea of hopefully an Eagles turnaround, which hopefully begins tonight, I would ask you, James, and everyone at 215-592-9494, as we give away the Eagles knit hat to the person with the best answer to this question, who or what, John, had a turnaround? When you think of someone or something in history, some struggles,
yeah,
and then some major success with a turnaround. And last year's Eagle, not major success, but it was a nice turnaround. We enjoyed December. John, when you think of a turnaround, sports, non-sports, whatever, what hit you?
Brussels sprouts.
You know what?
Brussels sprouts were once the most disgusting vegetable on the planet. And people would just stick them in a pot of water and boil them. And they were terrible.
They were terrible.
Everyone hated Brussels sprouts. Then all of a sudden, I don't know, like, what, 15 years ago, people started saying, hey, why don't we cook them in some bacon? Why don't we do something extra? How about some, some vinegar glacé on there. You know,
so
like
true.
They're doing more with Brussels sprouts, and they're validated now.
I love them now.
Brussels sprouts are outstanding. They're one of my favorite vegetables, where once I couldn't gag them down, now I love a Brussels sprout.
A fantastic potential would have been if
yeah, that
could have
won if someone had sold it that way.
Winning answer. All right, Seltzer, who or what had a turnaround?
A good answer, Brussels sprouts was. Mine feels silly now. Mine was a rising star, then had all kinds of personal issues, almost disappeared, and now might be the biggest star in the world. Robert Downey Jr. had a hell of a turnaround.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr., yeah, that's a pretty interesting answer. Look, 215-592-9494. I'll give you one from sports and one from entertainment. A little taste of both. From sports, Rich Gannon, John, your buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
an answer.
Rich Gannon, for about 10 years, was a backup quarterback in the NFL. One year, he was even out of pro football. The league didn't want him. 93, 94, I forget the year. And then he gets a shot with KC, has success for 1 year. The Raiders sign him, and, you know, you guys know the drill. He goes on to become an NFL MVP and a tremendous quarterback for about 5 or 6 years. And then, I'll give you another one from the world of entertainment. A lot of people might not know this story. Rodney Dangerfield, career failure until the turnaround. Rodney Dangerfield, born in 1921. 1921, right? We know him from the 80s and 70s. Think about it. That means all through the 60s. That means for most of 40-something years, he was kicking around the circuit of comedy with very little success. He was in economic problems. And then someone backed out of the Ed Sullivan Show in 1967. The Ed Sullivan Show needed a guest on the spot that night, and they said, let's get this guy, Rodney Dangerfield. He's 46 years old. He's accomplished very little that gives him any acclaim. And then from there, his career takes off, and his career obviously turns around. Look, there's a lot of big answers for turnarounds. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. We certainly are hoping for one tonight, starting with the Eagles. Let's go to Brian in New Jersey. Hey, Brian.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Brian.
Wow, I just told Seltzer an answer, and I kind of wanted to switch it up because I didn't think you guys would pick it as a winner, and he took my Robert Downey Jr. So it's all right. We'll pick off from that. But so I just want to say, you guys might think this is a crazy call. You might like laugh or scoff at it or whatever, but I'm going to tell you guys this. I'm a huge Wentz guy. You guys know that. I love Wentz. I think he will have a great game tonight. But I'm telling you right now, I want to see more Jalen Hurts. I don't care if he doesn't even get the ball on plays. I want to see him on the field. We have no running backs. I mean, our running backs are kind of like average at best right now. And with no Miles Sanders, no tight end, I want to see these different looks with Jalen Hurts on the field. If you guys look at the numbers, like when he's on the field, like teams don't really know what's going on. Even if he's set out wide or set in the wildcat, whatever, like I feel like the team, like whenever he goes on the field, I get excited. And
well,
I'll
tell you this. You know, the yards per play, I don't know what it is, but it's got to be pretty high, John.
It's 10.
Wow, is it really?
When he's on the field, it's 10.
Wow. Hey, and like, Brian, I agree with you as much as I can possibly agree with anything. I am very worried about the way this defense can take it to us by giving us looks that we can't sort of decode, because they're going to throw a lot at us. Why not take it to them? You know, why not, as an offense, decide that you're going to dictate the way this works by throwing looks at them that they've never seen, that they have to defend with Jalen Hurts? I have no problem at all, especially with where we sit at running back, with having him on the field a good portion of the plays. And I don't know how many plays that is. You know, like, what's realistic here? 15, maybe? That sounds like a crazy number.
Yeah, it does sound high.
But I'm telling you, force them to have to account for new looks that we're providing instead of the opposite. That's what I think we have to do to win. So I agree with you.
I love it. Brian, who or what had a turnaround?
All right, so I'm going to go with the guy who is about to retire and then won us a Super Bowl, Nicky Foles.
That is a good answer.
That's a great answer.
That's
a really good answer.
Man. How's everyone doing?
You're not kidding. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, Sheil Kapadia on our show yesterday with very high praise for one Eagle in particular. Very high praise. And I thought it was pretty cool to hear what he said, who it's about. You'll hear it next, plus all the calls. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
The Birds are back at the Link tonight, taking on Big Blue. It's a classic Philly-New York showdown. My sportsbook app of choice, Park Sportsbook, has a great profit boost for all customers. Whether you're already part of the Park Sportsbook home team or if you're a new customer playing for the first time, the premier sports betting app based right here in the Delaware Valley, my guys, Park Sportsbook, they got easy deposits, fast payouts, outstanding customer service. Today, all customers will get a 25% profit boost to use on tonight's Birds versus Big Blue Philly home game. That's right. All customers get a 25% profit boost to use on tonight's Birds game. No promo code required. Just download the app or go to pa.parkscasino.com. Again, today, all customers get a 25% profit boost to use on the Birds versus Big Blue game that happens here in Philly. No promo code required. Just download the app or go to pa.parkscasino.com. Park Sportsbook, bet with the home team, bet with the best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.